1943, there's a gap there in my
narration
with regard to a historical document of what Warner Brothers did, because I was in the Army.
Well, it's your story, not Warner's.
Yeah, well, I volunteered and was given the assignment of the head of the sound department at the first motion picture unit. I was in there for 3 years.
What is the official? Is it first motion picture unit of the Air Force or
the Army
Air Corps or whatever that was called?
Army Air Force.
At that time.
I believe it was, yeah.
Where were they located, I guess?
Well, it was located in the old Howard Rhodes Studios in Culver City. We're engaged in a very varied amount of activity, a large amount of ordinary, should we call it, ordinary training films made on the maintenance of aircraft, mm-hmm. repair of aircraft. They were run-of-the-mill. They had a very fine staff of writers there from the motion picture industry. Jerry Shoroff, Owen Crump, Frank Capra went over out of the Signal Corps. So these were the caliber of men who were writing scripts for these things, and they're quite good.
Were they writing propaganda, or what do you call them, indoctrination pictures too, besides the technical training pictures?
I don't remember very much propaganda type stuff.
Well, what I meant was
except,
the mechanical, the maintenance.
Except that when some famous airplane would come out of a bombing raid and be pretty well smashed up, and then make a documentary on that. Some of the men, like Clark Gable, for instance, flew on these bombing raids, and when he would come in and the thing was shot up, then they'd make what amounted to a propaganda film out of it. And they were shown all over the country, I know that, because Capra went out and saw the shows and called in the reaction to them. One very important undertaking that was top secret, and I suppose it can be talked about now, was to prepare the bombing of Tokyo Harbor. And to do that, one whole stage was occupied with a miniature of Tokyo, the approach to Tokyo Harbor. And that was photographed duplicating the altitude of the planes, the speed of the planes, the whole bombing run on the approach, and was shown to the crew before they left as a movie and as to what would be seen on the radar scopes.
Then I assume that quite a few people at the 1st Air Force unit knew that the bombing of Tokyo would take place.
Oh, yes.
Other than the pilots.
Oh, sure. They were sworn to absolute secrecy, and nobody's allowed on the stages at all. Mm-hmm. So there are some very important things came out of that unit.